الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ومن أراد الآخرة وسعى لها سعيها وهو مؤمن فأولئك كان سعيهم مشكورا وقال تعالى إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, and of course our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receivers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been so kind to us that Allah has blessed us with these Mubarak days. If you would recall, pre-Ramadan, we had discussed the virtues of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the importance of Ramadan. And now we have reached the climax, so as to say, where now we will begin the last 10 days of Ramadan. And this is the tail end of Ramadan. It's commonly known that the tail end is always the best. But this is the last opportunity we have, the last golden opportunity to really seek from the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Especially us, Allah has been so kind to us that every ni'mat we can think of, Allah has blessed us with. Ramadan thus far been so beautiful. Imagine our brothers and sisters in other places in the world, where during the month of Ramadan they are being bombarded. They've got no homes whatsoever. They hardly have anything to eat. A thing like a sip of water is so difficult to find. And we find that the zalimeen, the oppressors, they have no mercy whatsoever. They are going all out to destroy Islam, to destroy the innocent Palestinians. Masoom children, what do they have? It's not just air raid, but now even invasion to the ground, into the city. Do they ever bother that it is the month of Ramadan, it is a holy month for the Muslims? Respected brothers and elders, each one of us can at least make very sincere dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a time when duas are answered. Cry and beg to Allah that Allah must remove the conditions, the difficult conditions. Allah must replace the hardships with ease and comfort. We do not feel this because we are far away. But a believer is like one body. We should be feeling the pain. Sometimes some people show us some images of little children whose bodies are mutilated. How can we sleep then? Just the other night I explained after Tarawih that the irony of the situation is on one side, our Muslim brothers, our mothers, our sisters, they are suffering. And on the other side, we have lavish iftar parties. After Tarawih, we have lavish parties. In so many Arab countries, there's an iftar party of such wastage. It's a time when we should be connecting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not whiling our time, not wasting our time. Allah has given us this month of Ramadan, which is a sacred month. And before Ramadan, during the month of Ramadan, we may have heard many times The ulama is saying, let us value every second of Ramadan. We do not know whether we will even see the end of Ramadan, let alone another Ramadan. May Allah give us long life with afiyat. But it is a time when we now realize and ponder and reflect. And therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when it came to the last 10 days of Ramadan, كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا دخل العشر, when it was the last 10 days of Ramadan, شد مئزره, he would tie his loincloth, he would tie his lungi. Ulama explained, this is indicative of the fact of suggesting that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم now made all extra efforts. We know from the beginning of Ramadan, in fact, every day of Rasulullah's life was full of ibadat. Turning to Allah, supplicating, crying for the ummah. And in Ramadan especially. But when he came to the last 10 days, he accelerated his efforts. He increased his efforts. Also, some ulama explain, it means that he moved away from his wives. He did not have any relationship with them during that last 10 nights. Because now it is a time where ulama say, حين يخلو كل حبيب بحبيبه. It is a time when every lover is with his true beloved, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a time when every person is now doing that final connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وأحيا ليله. And Rasulullah s.a.w. would keep the nights alive, meaning in ibadat, in supplication, in tahajjud salat, in tilawat of Qur'an, in i'tikaf. And not only himself, وَأَيْقَظَ أَهْلَهُ, and he would awaken his family members. He would wake up his wives and other family members and tell them also and exhort them also to spend these last 10 nights in serious ibadat. If for some reason, weak ones like myself, if we have not done so thus far, for some reason we did not make so much of ibadat, we couldn't make so much of qiyamul layl and tilawat, but we have this great opportunity, and this is the last opportunity, the last opportunity to make sure now we make up our minds, and from tonight we spend these last 10 nights in serious turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing is difficult. Alhamdulillah, in masajids throughout the world, people will be sitting for i'tikaf, and they're doing us such a great favor, because all of us will not be sitting for sunnah i'tikaf. At least there are people who will be sitting for i'tikaf. May Allah bless them. May Allah make the i'tikaf easy and maqbool for them. Of course, this is not the time now to give advice for those sitting for i'tikaf. But the point here is that whether we're sitting for sunnat i'tikaf, nafil i'tikaf, whether we're making ibadat in the masjid or at home, it is a time now not to be deprived. Why? The hadith of Rasulullah s.a.w. says regarding Laylatul Qadr, man hurimaha, whoever is deprived of Laylatul Qadr, the blessings of Laylatul Qadr, فَقَدْ حُرِمَ, then he is truly deprived. He's a loser. So those who will be sitting for i'tikaf, they are fortunate, because they are getting this time now of khalwat, of seclusion, where they cut themselves off from everything else outside the world. Outside the masjid, they cut themselves out from the world. And this is the true spirit of i'tikaf. Not bring your cell phone and all your business material into the masjid, and during i'tikaf now you're busy chatting and SMS and WhatsApp. No. If you really want to connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you're going to cut yourself off completely. And Rasulullah did so. He cut himself completely. Sahaba did the same. The Salafi Salihin did the same. Because they knew every moment now we are sitting for i'tikaf, we're in seclusion. a tent you should be pitched up for Rasulullah SAW, therefore we have these tents in the masjid. So that you may be secluded. You have your own cubicle. It is a time to reflect. To reflect over your past. To cry and show that nadamat, oh Allah, how did I waste my life? Ya Allah, you guide me now so that I can now improve my life. I can become your true beloved now. It is a time to ponder, reflect over the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a time when you reflect that you are in that cubicle, in that ihtikaf tent, and you think of your qabr. One day I will be placed in the qabr. I'll be all alone in that dark qabr. So we should completely be in complete seclusion, cut ourselves off from everybody else, and even those sitting for nafil i'tikaf, although we may not have cubicles, but don't worry about the person around you that he is watching you, and I cannot cry in my ibadat, I cannot cry in my dua. Of course we don't disturb the next person. That is very important. And whilst we are making our own ibadat, we won't disturb the rest of the people. But many times a person feels shy. If I'm reading extra namaz, people will think that I am showing off. No, now is no time for all those thoughts. Those are wasawis. Now is the time when each person has to engage in tilawat of Quran, dhikr, tasbihat, dua, all good acts of deen. Yes, you will rest also. We don't have that physical strength to be awake the entire night. Those who have that strength, mashallah. But weak ones like ourselves, we will make some ibadat and rest also. But don't let the night go without making any ibadat. It is such a beautiful time, such an easy time to read the Tahajjud Salat. Most part of the year, we don't find ourselves reading Tahajjud Namaz. Now when we are in the masjid, and in most of our masajid, there will be programs after Taraweeh. So after the program, we read 2 rakat Tahajjud Salat, 4 rakat Tahajjud Salat. At least we have done some little bit of Qiyamul Layl. And of course, improve in that Nafil Salat. Don't just rush through that Nafil Salat. Read with full khushu, khudu. Enjoy every moment of the rakat. Enjoy the ruku. Enjoy the sajda. Enjoy making dua in sajda. It is a time to improve ourselves. And then we will see Allah Ta'ala's mercy coming. Even a woman folk at home who are listening. We've got children at home. Encourage the children also. I mentioned the Adri, let these masoom children of ours, especially at the time of Sehri and Iftar, raise little hands and make dua for the Ummat. Let them make dua for their own cousins and friends and brothers and sisters in Palestine, Syria, Iraq and so many other countries. So respected brothers and elders, it's a time for reflecting, serious reflection. Let not Ramadan escape us and then we regret like how we regretted all the Ramadans of our life. So tonight will be the first odd night, the 21st night. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was shown Laylatul Qadr one night. And he was going to mention to the Sahaba that in that particular year, which was Laylatul Qadr night, Allah had informed him. But because of two people quarreling and disputing, and they raised their voices, when they raised their voices, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's mind went to their dispute, and Allah Ta'ala made him forget that actual date of Laylatul Qadr because these two people were in the masjid shouting. Now see the effects of dispute, quarreling, especially in the masjid. Nonetheless, Allah has his own hikmat, wisdom. Why Laylatul Qadr night is not specified and told to us that every year this is Laylatul Qadr night. Allah wants us to exert ourselves. Allah wants us to search for Him. We search for Laylatul Qadr night. Some mufassirin, some scholars have mentioned, Allah wants us to make ibadat during these last 10 nights, not just one night of the last 10 nights. Commonly, most of us, just 27 night, we'll find ourselves in the masjid. 27 night, we'll make some extra ibadat. No. Rasulullah said, the last 10 nights, in other hadith, he made it a bit more easier for us. And he said, in the odd nights of the last 10 nights search for Laylatul Qadr. Now tonight is the first odd night. And many times it happens, 21st goes by, 23rd, 25th, only 27th we wake up. And perhaps that year Laylatul Qadr was already in the 21st night. So we missed out. So prepare ourselves mentally today. Take some rest also, so that we make special ibadah tonight, being the 21st night. So these are the nights we make extra ibadah, we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why is Laylatul Qadr so important? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the entire Surah Al-Qadr. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, various narrations have mentioned, Ibn Kathir and many other Mufassirin have explained that Rasulullah sallam once mentioned four particular people in the time of Bani Israel regarding the ibadah they made and the long life span they had in those times. Far more greater than the lifespan of the Ummah of Rasulullah, plus minus our lifespan, the average Ummati is 60 years, 60 to 70 years. And the people of the past lived for much longer. So they made more ibadat, and of course more thawab. This caused distress to the Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in, even Rasulullah. He said, the lifespan of my Ummah is so less. How will they gain that amount of virtue and blessings and reward? Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam consoles Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam and brings down the verses of Surah Al-Qadr. Where Allah says that the night of Qadr is khayrun, it is better, not equal to, it is better than 1,000 months, which roughly we see 83 years and 4 months. Better. How much better? Only Allah ta'ala knows best. So one night of ibadat, with these few nights of ibadat we make, and we get Laylatul Qadr night, our reward is, we are getting the reward of making ibadat for more than 83 years and 4 months. Many of us might not even see 83 years in this world. Allah, out of His kindness, has given us this. He's mentioned in the past, there was a person who would make jihad the entire day, and he would make Qiyamul Layl and make ibadat the entire night, for 1,000 months. And on this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then consoled Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, no problem that your ummat, even though they do not have that lifespan, but just one night if they get Laylatul Qadr, then this is the virtue that they will get. One hadith is, man qama Laylatul Qadr imanan wa ihtisaban ghufir lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi. Whoever stands up in prayer in Laylatul Qadr night, he has iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He anticipates reward from Allah. Then all his minor sins of the past are forgiven. Of course, for major sins, one has to make sincere tawbah and cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there are so many virtues. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had revealed the Quran on this night, meaning from Lawhi Mahfuz to the Sama'u Dunya, to the first heaven, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had instructed the angels to take the Quran and keep it onto the first heaven. And from there onwards into the world, as the need arose in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam over the 23 year period, verses came down, surahs came down, surahs were revealed. So this is the meaning of the Quran being revealed on Laylatul Qadr night. Allah says, إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. Allah, who knows the value of Laylatul Qadr, wants to emphasize this point to us. Allah wants to show us how important it is. And therefore Allah Himself did not just say, إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ and a few other verses regarding Laylatul Qadr. Allah specifically says, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. What do you know what Laylatul Qadr really means? Do you know what is really, what the value of Laylatul Qadr is? Laylatul Qadr khayrun min alfi shahr. Tanazzalu al-malaikatu wal-ruhu fiha. The angels descend. And ruh, most Mufassirin scholars say, refers to Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. All these angels come down. Laylatul Qadr. Scholars have given many academic discussions. The word Qadr, which means power, majesty. It is a night which is auspicious, great, because of the loftiness, nature of the night. Quran was revealed in this night. The barakah, the blessings of this night, better than 1,000 months. So it has dhu qadrin, dhu sharaf. It has honor in it. Therefore, Laylatul Qadr. Some ulama and some scholars have mentioned that the taqdeer, the destiny of the person is ordained in this night. So there is a meaning of Qadr also. The angels are instructed as to the events of the year that is going to come and the decree of the people. And some say Qadr from constriction because of the vast number of angels that come down. The earth becomes, so as to say, constricted. This is what the scholars have mentioned. Nonetheless, it is a night of blessing, power, where the angels come down. Jibreel alayhi salatu salam comes down himself. And what do? They visit and they meet, they make salam to those people engaged in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Various tafsirs have been mentioned regarding the word salam. Many mufassirin and scholars have said that the angels actually make salam. Now we might not hear the salam. Some scholars have given some alama, some sign of a person experiencing Laylatul Qadr. That whilst he is engaged in salat or tilawat, when suddenly his hair will stand on end, and he'll feel some coolness running through his heart. He'll begin to cry profusely. This may happen or it may not happen. We don't have to look for this to happen to us. That's our problem. We look for kafiyah. And if it doesn't happen to us, then we feel we have lost everything. No. Our job is to cry and to knock at the door of Allah like a beggar. And this is also another important point for those making i'tikaf. Ulama have said, ulazamatul bab. Like a beggar, faqir, a beggar who clings onto the door. And until unless you don't give him something, he won't move from there. Like that we will sit in the masjid and we will hold onto this door of Allah and we will knock on the door of Allah. We will tap at the door of Allah. We will cry to Allah. We will cry. We will beg. We will beg and beg and beg and beg until Allah grants us what we want. Imam Razi rahmatullahi alayhi in his tafsir has mentioned a very beautiful point. And he says the angels come down. Min kulli amr. Allah has given them commands, various commands, different tasks, different responsibilities. Angels have been deputed and given instructions to carry out different functions and therefore they come down. He has mentioned another point. And he said, بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ, with the permission of Allah. In other words, we know from other verses, angels لا يسبقونه بالقول هم بأمره يعملون. They did not say anything. They did not do anything unless Allah instructs them. Here also it is as though they seek permission from Allah first and Allah grants them permission. Why would the angels come down to the earth to visit the believers making ibadat? He said that they wish, among the many reasons that ulama give, this is one more point that he has given, and he said that the angels wish to observe and witness such an ibadat that takes place in the world and not in the heavens. And what is it? The crying, the seeking of tawbah and istighfar of the sinners. The angels in the sky, they commit no sins. But you and I, we are weak people. We are muznibin. We have made serious blunders in life. We have committed offenses. We have disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore when we cry during these nights, the sound that emanates, the sobbing sound, the crying, لَأَنِينُ الْمُذْنِبِينَ أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِنْ زَجْرِ الْمُسَبِّحِينَ. In one riwayat it is mentioned, Allah says, the crying of those making sincere tawbah and istighfar is more beloved to me than the hymning of those glorifying me. The angels are glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even more than the tasbih of the angels, Allah likes the sound of His bandha who turns to Him. And therefore, These angels like to witness the crying and sobbing of the people making ibadat. And also we find during these 10 days, people give out more sadaqah and charity, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself, kana ajwada. And during these last 10 nights, he and days, he will be even more generous, and he help more of the poor and needy. So they like to witness this type of deed, which is not found. There are no poor people living in the sky. There are poor people in the world, in the earth. So they see this event as well. Nonetheless, they come and make salam. Salamun hiya hatta matla' al-fajr. It is a night of peace, serenity, tranquility. It is a night when you find no mischief of shayateen. Of course, they are chained. Allah protects us from the evil doers. You'll find in the night of Laylatul Qadr that people who had been sinning, weak ones like myself, suddenly we get that encouragement. Allah gives us the chance. Allah gives us the ability and the tawfiq. Allah creates an opportunity for us to sit in the masjid and make some type of ibadat. Brothers, is very important. Let us not come into the masjid and observe who is attending the program, who is making i'tikaf. Hey, this person, imagine, he was here tonight. Who are we to be judgmental? Please, don't do this. We will chase away a person from the masjid. It has happened many times in the past. People innocently came to connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They came to repent. They came to become the beloved of Allah. And we have the holier than thou attitude, and we feel we are very pious. And look, hey, this guy was here. Hey, that guy, he is a drug addict, and he was here. I saw him crying. That is not our problem. It is a time of solitude. You and Allah. Connect with Allah. Now is not the time to worry about the next person. Yes, you encourage your friends. You encourage your friends. You know the person is not going to make any ibadat, not going to any program. And perhaps if you just encourage him and you bring him to some program, to some masjid, and he can be the turning point in his life, then you also will be rewarded. It has happened many times in the past that many people who came into the masjid, perhaps the first time they saw people making tawbah, istighfar, and they also cried, they repented. And then it became the turning point in their lives. You will get the reward of this person changing his life. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi alayhi has mentioned a riwayat about a person who fixes his, so as to say, his abode in the masjid. In other words, he sits in the masjid. He says, مَا تَوَطَّنَ رَجُلٌ مُسْلِمٌ فِي الْمَسَاجِدِ لِلصَّلَاةِ وَذِكْرِ اللَّهِ إلا تبشبش الله له كما يتبشبش أهل الغائب لغائبهم إذا قدم عليهم أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. He says that when a person now sits in ibadat and he waits in the masjid for salat, he reads salat, he engages in salat, in dhikr, in tilawat of the Quran, he does not just run away home, he sits in the masjid as though he makes it his watan, his abode, his home. Like those brothers sitting for itikaf in these last 10 days. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes delighted with him. Allah becomes so pleased with him. Like how a person who was absent from his family and who has come back after many months or many years, how happy the family becomes when upon this person's arrival. Like that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes so happy. Therefore, respected brothers and elders, may Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. Let us not wait for 27 night. Inshallah, if Allah wishes 27 night, Allah has the wisdom. Our job, وَمَنْ أَرَادَ الْآخِرَةَ وَسَعَى لَهَا سَعْيَهَا. Whoever wants akhirat, whoever wants jannat, whoever wants to become the beloved of Allah, and he makes the true effort, he makes a serious endeavor, he makes those sacrifices to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's a believer. فَأُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ سَعْيُهُمْ مَشْكُورًا. Such people's efforts are truly appreciated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah not deprive any one of us. May Allah give us that physical strength, the spiritual strength. There will be inshallah programmed in this masjid immediately after the Taraweeh, about 5 minutes after Taraweeh. Tarawih, we should, the program should commence at about 8:25, inshallah. Plus minus 1 hour, then we'll have a half an hour break, where there'll be some light refreshment. Brothers, we can't have a party, because then we're going to cause disturbance to non-Muslim people who are living, and of course to the musallis and those making ibadat. So just very quick, just to get some little bit of strength again, and then we engage in tahajjud salat, and there'll be another program, second session in the odd nights. Most of the masajid have programs. You can go to whichever masjid you are comfortable with and make dua that these last flights of Hazrat Maulana Rahmatullah Ali used to say, these are the last flights, like how a haji or person going for umrah, and you see now the last flights are leaving. So let us catch on these last flights and let it not happen. We go to the airport and we find on the board written, all the flights have already gone. What a feeling it is. Especially my young friends. There have been so many, alhamdulillah, who have written, who have asked what time of the program they would like to join. Masjid is open for every person. So it is our job now to let us come and join in these programs and make dua. Allah gives us the strength to conduct this program. Allah must grant us the ikhlas and sincerity. There's no time for drama now. There's no time for show. It is as though Qiyamah is now about to take place. And each person has to bring his good book of records to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of course, again, dua for the entire ummah of Rasulullah SAW, especially our brothers and sisters in Gaza. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.